listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, recently, Oak Ridge National Laboratory, the federal facility, shut down its internet access and its email systems after an Internet Explorer exploit compromised the network. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this and was hoping that you can tell us a little bit more about the attack.
Sure. This is a case of a spear phishing attack. The attackers were definitely going after the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. It's kind of a stretch, really, to call it a spear phishing attack. It's a targeted attack, but usually for spear phishing, I tend to think of a specific target. Like if you were out in the ocean with a spear, you're trying to hit one fish with that spear at a time. In this case, it appears that there were about 530 Oak Ridge employees that received this phishing email, which is about 10% of their workforce. And then, according to Oak Ridge, 57 people out of those 530 people clicked on the malicious link. And out of those 57 people, so now we're talking roughly 1% of the workforce actually clicked on the link. Only two machines got infected with the malware, but it only takes one.
Exactly. And I guess this seems to be very similar to the recent RSA security breach when, again, it was targeted at employees within the organization. I mean, why do the bad guys find this such an easy method to infiltrate companies?
Because employees generally are not given really good training on defending against social engineering attacks. Actually, in the case of Oak Ridge, it looks like they might be doing a pretty good job. If, you know, only 10% of those 530 employees actually clicked on the link, that's probably a better result than many, many companies would have had. But the interesting thing about the Oak Ridge case, if their own reports are to be believed, is they really set an example for defense in depth. According to Oak Ridge, only a few megabytes of data were stolen before the lab discovered the breach and cut internet access, and that was to prevent further data from being stolen. Right. If only a few megabytes were stolen before they noticed it, it tells me that they've got a pretty effective intrusion detection system in place. So antivirus software is one level of defense, but if I know what antivirus software Oak Ridge is using, and I want to attack Oak Ridge, I'm going to make sure that I'm using malicious software that that product does not detect. And that's where your intrusion detection becomes an invaluable layer of defense because, okay, we know it's going to get past in that kind of targeted attack. It's going to get past the anti-malware. But if you can detect an anomaly and stop it and mitigate the damage, then that's how you do security correctly.
Now, did Oak Ridge, I guess, give any information on what was transferred or more information on the data?
I didn't see exactly what was being stolen or what was transferred. Oak Ridge does a lot of energy-related projects for the U.S. government, so both classified and unclassified work. So, you know, it's really difficult to tell. And also in this case, it's really difficult to tell whether this was a nation state attacking Oak Ridge or a mercenary attacking Oak Ridge.
Right. Now, I guess in this case, they were saying that it sat dormant for a while. I guess why would the bad guys have done that?
That's really difficult to say. If they were working with an insider, they might have known that the information they wanted wouldn't be available until a specific date. So they wanted to take the time they needed to get the malware into the system and then have it poised to strike when the time was right. But that's only a theory. It's only a guess.
Now, I guess what it seems like we've had kind of a wave of these type of attacks recently between RSA, Epsilon, Shampoo, just things where they are very targeted, if you will. I mean, is there a sense that the same individuals might be behind these attacks, or is that really too hard to tell?
for most of us, that's really too hard to tell. If you've got forensics investigators looking into all of these attacks and sharing all the information they get, then they might be able to build a profile and say yes or no. They could say yes with a high degree of probability or no with almost certain, complete certainty, depending on the profile of the attack. But there hasn't been enough information released for me to be able to tell whether or not it would be the same person. And frankly, there's a ton of cyber criminals out there, so it could easily have been different groups going after different data.
Now, I guess, you know, this isn't the first breach that Oak Ridge had. I guess attackers stole large amounts of data containing, you know, social security numbers back in 2007. Do you think back in 2007 they probably learned from that attack and stepped up security to help keep, I guess, this as minimal as possible?
I would like to think so. It certainly appears that their report is correct that only a few megabytes of data made it out before they stopped it. It would appear that they learned, they analyzed the 2007 attack, and they learned their lesson and learned how to beef up their security. So, you know, you can't have perfect security. It does not exist. What you do is you manage risk. And part of managing risk is saying, okay, something's going to get past our defenses. What do we need to do to detect when something has gotten past? And, you know, it appears they probably did learn from the 2007 attack.
Great. Well, Randy, as always, thanks so much for joining us today. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also find and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.